He pointed to the elderly man with the graying beard.
"And Mr. Alexander Graham Bell."
The big man with the white beard nodded.
"And Mr. Thomas Alva Edison."
The friendly-looking man reached out and shook both of their hands, first Annie's, then Jack's.
"You can call me Alva," Mr. Edison said.
"Hi, Alva,"
Jack murmured shyly. He couldn't believe he was shaking hands with Thomas Alva Edison.
"You can call us Jack and Annie," said Annie.
"So, Jack and Annie, how did you learn about this gathering?"
Mr. Eiffel asked.
"You have nothing to do with the invitations these gentlemen received, do you?"
Annie smiled a goofy grin, as if she didn't know what to say next. She took a deep breath.
"Well, no," she said. "But we know who sent them."
"Who?"
asked Mr. Eiffel.
"An evil sorcerer who wants to steal the secrets of your magic," said Annie.
"An evil sorcerer?"
said Mr. Eiffel.
"Yes," said Annie. "We can make him disappear, but we need you to tell us your secrets before he gets here."
The four men just stared at her.
"What did she say?"
asked Mr. Edison, as if he were a little hard of hearing.
"She says an evil sorcerer wants to steal the secrets of our magic," Mr. Eiffel said loudly, "and that we must tell them our secrets before the sorcerer arrives."
Mr. Edison laughed, so did the others. Jack felt his face grow red.
"The secrets of our magic, hey?" said Mr. Eiffel. "That's really a very good question. Let's think. I believe the secret of my magic is actually quite simple. I have a taste for adventure and a love of work and responsibility. So the challenge of building the tallest structure in the world was greatly appealing to me."
"Very good," said Annie. "Taste for adventure, love of work, and responsibility."
She turned to Dr. Pasteur.
"Doctor, what's your secret?"
"My secret,"
said Dr. Pasteur. He looked down at the floor for a long moment. Then he looked up and said,
"I believe my secret is this. Chance favors the prepared mind."
The other men nodded.
"Hmm,"
said Mr. Bell.
"Ah," said Mr. Eiffel.
"Indeed," said Mr. Edison.
What does that mean?" said Annie.
"Chance means luck," explained Dr. Pasteur. "I dare say we all hope for a bit of luck in our work. But I find the more I study and prepare, the luckier I become."
"Oh, that makes good sense," said Annie. "Studying makes you luckier."
She turned to Mr. Edison.
"Alva, what's your secret?"
Mr. Edison smiled modestly.
"Well, let me see."
His eyes were bright and twinkling. "I suppose my secret is this. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." The other men laughed.
"That's right," said Mr. Eiffel. "Sweat, hard work, thousands of experiments fail, then finally one works."
The other men clapped.
"I get it," said Annie. "Genius is mostly sweat."
Everyone then turned to the last magician.
"Oh, my,"
said Mr. Bell. He stroked his bushy white beard.
"How shall I say it?"
He closed his eyes.
"When one door closes, another door opens."
Everyone started to applaud.
"Wait, there's more."
Keeping his eyes closed, Mr. Bell continued.
"We often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the new ones which open for us."
He looked at everyone and smiled. The other men clapped again.
"Yes, yes," said Mr. Eiffel. "There's always another door."
"Never give up hope," said Annie. "Got it."
Mr. Eiffel smiled at Annie.
"So, do you think our secrets would satisfy your evil sorcerer?"
Before Annie could answer, there was a loud knocking on the door.